Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 13th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 671 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call. It's been a little while. And introduce Rabbi Avi Heller, East Side Director at Manhattan Jewish Center of MJE in New York, Manhattan, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. So we'll be followed by Rabbi Heller slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Heller will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, Rabbi Heller will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up and receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link being ou.org/Tehillim call. Great to have Rabbi Heller back. A little history. Rabbi Heller and I used to work together several years ago, but this is not his first time being on the Tehillim call. In fact, Rabbi Heller has even hosted a Tehillim call several years ago when we were colleagues. In fact, I recall, Rabbi Heller, if you remember as well, that there was a day in the early days of the COVID, in the early days of the Tehillim call where I was away and you were guest hosting and the rabbi who was being featured that day never showed up, of course, on a day that I was away. And without missing a beat, Rabbi Heller stepped in and not only was the host, but also the speaker. So it is great to reconnect. It is great to welcome Rabbi Heller back to the Daily Call. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Heller.
Rabbi Naftali, thank you so much. I remember that day and those days very well. And thank you so much for inviting me back to the call. I'm so happy to be here to share a little bit of Chizuk and Tehillim with you all. So I imagine everyone here on our call is probably relieved that Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks are over and done with. It's not easy to mourn and, you know, afflict ourselves in the summertime. So it would be great if Mashiach would come and we could eliminate these fast days completely. But for now, at least we can get a haircut, eat a steak, have a glass of wine, and move on to the next stage in our lives. But interestingly, Chazal provided the perfect opportunity for us to celebrate after Tisha B'Av. The holiday of Tu B'Av, which this year will fall out on Shabbos, comes on the seventh day following Tisha B'Av. And that might be no accident. As you may be aware, the Gemara says that on the night of Tisha B'Av, B'nai Israel, all those Jews who left Egypt and were destined to die in the desert, would actually dig their own graves and lie in them in case it was their year to perish. Over the course of those 38 years of wandering in the desert, year after year, all of them stayed in those graves and were the ones for that year stayed in them and were buried by those who rose up the next morning. It was acutely horrifying for me and certainly for you to see the images of Aviatar David being forced to dig his own grave by Hamas, as if he too is doomed never to return to the land of Israel. May Hashem protect him and return him l'chik mishpachto, to the warm embrace of his family and of the people of Israel. Now, Tu B'Av is the holiday that happens when the Shiva, if you will, of Tisha B'Av is over, the seventh day after. We rise up from our mourning and we teach ourselves to dance again. As the Mishnah in Tanis says, Lo hayu yamin tovim kachamishat av uchiyom ha-kippurim. There were no festival days, no great days, like the 15th of Av, Tu B'Av, and like Yom Kippur. Many commentators say that the essential celebration of this underappreciated day was that in the 40th year, the generation of the desert stopped dying. Shekalu bo mitim midbar. There were no more deaths in the desert. From that point on, B'nai Israel began to prepare themselves to enter the land of Israel. Should be Hashem's will, then in our generation also, the dying will stop. The dying of the soldiers in Gaza, the dying of the hostages in the tunnels of Gaza, the dying of the victims of terror in Israel and around the world, die. It's enough already. Gemara also says that it was on this day that the dead of Betar were finally buried. And we need that closure from our family as well. But Tu B'Av is about preparing ourselves for what's next. So what is next? Well, one answer to the question is that it's the end of the summer and the harvest season is next. Gemara says that this was the day on which they stopped collecting wood for the Ma'aracha, the constant fire that burned on the altar in the Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeach. The days are getting shorter, the sun's power is slowly weakening, and the fall season is coming. But the Mishnah also specifically connects Tu B'Av to the Yamim Noraim, to the High Holy Days, and especially to Yom Kippur. The two greatest Yamim Tovim of the year are Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Needless to say, those might not have been our first guesses, given the availability of so many other holidays, including Sukkot, which we call Chag Simchatenu. There's certainly a number of connections, though, between these two holidays that make them so joyous. And I'm struck by how they both relate to weddings. The Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is like Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon's wedding day, and that Tu B'Av is the day when young men and women would meet, when the young women were dancing in the vineyards in borrowed white dresses. And I think that this is a very lovely and inspiring vision of how Yiddishkeit responds to death and destruction. After reading all the kinos about the death of Betulot and Bahurim, we celebrate the creation of new Batei Ne'eman B'Israel, faithful houses in Israel, who will have new children. After the death of an entire generation in the desert, we celebrate a new generation of beautiful families. After the relationship between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael was severed because of the sins of the Egel and the sins of the Meraglim, we celebrate its renewal on the day of a new Chasana, a new wedding between... Some of you may be familiar with the story of Yitta Schwartz, the Satmar woman who survived the Shoah. At the time of her death in 2010, she left behind a legacy of 15 children, more than 200 grandchildren, and more than 2,000 living descendants. Her eloquent answer to the Nazis was to choose new life. I felt similarly when I read about the engagement of the two former hostages from Gaza, Sasha Krupanov, who was 29, and Matthew Cohen, who was 30. I'm sure that both of them are still suffering from their ordeals in Gaza.
Mom, you don't have an extra pony, though. I forgot for a year.
With an Israeli wedding, with the celebration of life and his cookies. May it be Hashem's will that we are always so resolute in the face of our many struggles and tragedies that we never forget how to turn Avel to Machol, mourning to dancing, evil to righteousness, and death to life. Thank you for listening. I'm going to switch over now to the Tehillim we're going to start with. Tehillim, Kapitel Chas, Psalm 20. Niranana bishuatacha uvashem Eloheinu el mikol yimale Adonai kol mishalotacha Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho yashye yaneu mishnei kosho bigvurot nisha yimino Eila viracha vieila vasufir v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad Adonai Hoshia ha-melech yaneinu yom koreinu. We're going to move on now to Psalm 23, tell him Chaf Gemol. Mizmor David Adonai ro'i lo esar Bino deshe yaviteini Al nei menuchot yinahalenim Nafshi yishovei v'yanchemi V'nbag le'tzedek v'man shimo Gam ki elef b'geit al mavet Lo ira ra ki ata imadi Shishtecha u'mishantecha Heima yinachamunim Taroch lefanai shulchan Neged zorrai Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revayam Ach tova chased yedifuni kol yimechiai V'shalti v'veit Adonai liorach yamin. Psalm 121, Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shila malot esayinayim harim v'meayim yavo ezri Ezri neim Adonai, Yosei Shamayim Va'adet. Ayitrei lamor raglecha, al yanum ha-shomrecham. Hinei lo yanum ve-lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, yad minecha. Yomam ha-shamesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach ba-layla. Adonai ishmorcha mikola, ishmor et nafshecha. Adonai ishmor et seitecha uvorecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shima lekoli, tiyena aznecha kashuot lekol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmoria, Adonai mi yamod, ki mecha tzlicha, l'man tivarem. Kiviti Adonai, kivita nafshi, ולדברו הוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני, שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי מאדוני החסד, ועדי מופדות, והוא יפדת ישראל, מכל עוונותיו. Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskir le David, biotova me'ara tefila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai et chanan. Eshpoch lefanav tichi, tarati lefanav agid. Behita tefalai ruchi. ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, באורך זו עליך, תמנו הופך לי. הבית ימין ורב, ילי מכיר, עבד מנות ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל מנתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני לרודפיי, כי אמתו ממני. הוציאה ממזגי נפשי, להודות את שמך. ויחתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עלי. דרכנו נא, הלכנו, כל בית ישראל. הלכנו, כל בית ישראל. הנתונים בצרה, בצרה ובשיריה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשם. המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאם מצרה לרווחה. ומאפר לי אורה, ומשיבוד לי גולשת בגלה ובזמן קרים, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may Hashem have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. We'll say now Mishaberach for Chayli Tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avutenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Et Chayli Tzva Hagana Yisrael Yanshei Kochot HaBitachon Homedi Amishmar Asenu V'yare Eloheinu Migavul HaLevanon From the borders of Lebanon V'yadminbar Yitzrayim to the deserts of Egypt ומן הים הגדול, and from the Mediterranean Sea, עד לבוא הערבה, to the Jordan Plain, בכל מקום שהם, any place they are, ביבשה ואוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו, הקמים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Ve'yakdil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Sukah U'Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishlach Bracha Ve'Atlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yizehem Yad Be'er Shuneinu Tachtihem V'Yatrim Nechati Yishua V'Yatarat Nitzachon V'Kuyam Lahem HaKatuv Ki Adonai Elohechem Ha'olechim Lachem V'Nilachem Lachem Im Oyvechem L'Oshia Etchem V'Nomar Amen. We say a special mishaberach for the shvuyim, for those who are still being held in captivity. Mishaberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, who yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor et nedrei tzva haganat Yisrael u'shvuyav, et kol acheinu hanetunim b'tzara u'b'shivya, b'avur shekol achal hakadosh hazeh mitpalel ba'avuram, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא לחמים עליהם, ויוציאים לחושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון למינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, Sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha v'numar amen. And finally, Mishberach, for all those who are not yet well, for all those in the congregation of Israel who are still ill, I will pause in the middle of the prayer so that you can assert your name. You should try to say the person's Hebrew name and their mother's Hebrew name if you know it. If not, do the best that you can. Mishaberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, who yivarech yirapei et acholim, may he bless and heal the following sick people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ularapotam Ulachzikam Ulachayotam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refua Shelema Min HaShamayim. May he send them a speedy and complete recovery from heaven. L'kol Evareihem Ulachol Gideihem B'toch Sh'ar Chulei Yisrael among all the other sick people of Israel. Refua Tanefesh, spiritual healing. Refua Taguf, and physical healing. Hashtabagala Vizman Karib. Benomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Heller. It was great to hear your voice. Great to have you back. And you were part of another historic call. So beyond you being on the first ever call where the rabbi didn't get on the call, I think one of my greatest fears and anxieties that I've had in the now 5.5 years of hosting the Tehillim call was that even though 95% of the time I'm sitting behind my desk in my office, there is sometimes, like today, when I am out with the family, we're in the New York, New Jersey area visiting grandparents, we are at the American Dream Mall, for those of you from the Northeast area, and today was that day where I put my phone on mute, and it somehow came off of mute, and all of you, for all the messages that I have received, got to admire some of my less best moments of parenting for the one child who would not smile for the picture we were taking with their grandparents. So I apologize for any background noise until we caught that. But it was Rabbi Heller. It was great to have you back on. And please, God, Emir Sem, we look forward to having you back on the Daily Tehillim Call once again in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on a Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope
to all of Am Yisrael around the world. We're wishing everyone a safe and a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. And once again, I apologize for any disruption that was caused by the background noise, including mostly for myself. Wishing everyone a great day.